Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Daf Lamid Vav. The Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Ochla Orlo Eina Chazaka. If one of the 3 years that the Machzik is in the field were a year of Orlo, which means within the first 3 years that a tree is planted where the halacha is that the peiros are osur b'achila and b'hano, so in such a case, the Baal HaSada doesn't care to be Meichin Shnasa Orlo, because anyway he can't have hano from it, so then there is no chazaka. Ain't a chazaka. Tanya Nam Yochid, Igmar brings a brisa to support this. Ochlo Orlo, Shavias, Ukalayim, Ain't a chazaka. If the 3 years were years of either Orlo or Isser Shvias, which is Hefker, and therefore he also reason not to be Meicha, or Kelayim, then there's no din of Cheskas Gimel Shonim. That's the Rashbam's Girsa, that Ochla Orla Shvias and Kelayim, it's not a Chazaka, because the Malasada doesn't care about the Achilas Orla and Kelayim, and therefore he was not Meicha, and by Shvias also, he can't be Meicha at all, because it is Hefker. Tosfos says that the reason why it's not a chazaka is because he was not oichel kederech habaylim, and you have to have achilas gimashonim kederech habaylim, and to eat these peiros in the case where it's orla kalayim or shvias is not kederech habaylim. The Rashbam brings a girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel that ochla orla ushvias v'kalayim have a chazaka. It's yes a chazaka. And Tosfos is masbir, why? What's the tzad to say that if you eat 3 years of Orla, Shvias, and Kalayim, that it is a chazaka? Zok Tosfos, because it's talking about that he ate the Zmeirais, he ate the branches. And in Mail, that's the pshat in the Gemara in Ksubis, that's Mechiach from over here, that Achila Zmeirais has a din of Achila. Just like Achila Zmeirais in our Sugya has a din of Cheskas Gimel Shanim, so too in the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Pei, by Achila Zmeirais has a shame, Achila legabi other halachas, besides the halacha of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. The Ramban brings the shame of Haigoin, that if it's Ochla Ba'avera, it is Chazaka. The Rambam says, Ochla Orlo Shvius, Afa Pisha Nena Ba'avera, Have Chazaka. Even though he's Nena Ba'avera, he says it is a Chazaka. L'cheret Shver, why is it a Chazaka? L'cheret Achilas Iser. And not only is it a problem that it's an Achilas Iser, it's not a proper Achila, it's also Shver, it's a Surya No, it's not his. So it's not really called the Chayra Achila of the Bailim. But the Ramban asks under Rav Haigoin that if it's, you say that Ochla Ba'avera is a Chazaka, that means Ochla Orla Shriya Sukalaim is Achila Ba'avera, so how could the Gemara in Ksubas and Mechiach from our Sugya that Achila Zmeiris is considered a Achila? It's Yitachin, it's talking about he ate the Paris, and still, even though it's an Isser, it's still a Chazaka. That means that really Achila, it's not Achila of Zmeiris Bechlal, it's Achila of Paris. And the Achila of Paris, Achila Be'isser, has a Din Chazaka, if you're of Haigoin. So there's no Raya that Achilas Meiris has halacha of Achila. Only Achilas, the Gemara is talking about Achilas Peiris. Achilas Peiris of Orla and Kalayim is Isser, you're not allowed to eat it, so what? Haigoin holds that Achilas Isser has a shame, Chazaka. And the Ramban answers on that kasha on Rav Haigoin from the Gemara in Ksubis. He says that by Shvias and Orla, Rav Haigoin is Meida, that it's not a Chazaka, by Shvias and Orla. Why? Not because it was Achila Ba'avera, Orlo and Shvius. Not because you're not allowed to eat it, but because the Bailim are not Meicha, because they don't mind, they don't care, because they don't lose anything out. By Shvius, anyway, it is Hefker, and by Orlo, anyway, he's not allowed to have Anoh. So therefore, Shvius and Orlo in the Gemara have to be talking about Achilas Zmeiris, because they can't be talking about Achilas Peiris. There wouldn't be any chazaka bechlal on Achilas Peiris of Shvius and Orlo, because the Bailim bechlal would not be Meicha. Only by Kalayim, Rav Haigoin is saying that Achila Ba'avera is a Chazaka, because even though he ate it by Ba'avera, because the Bailam should have been Meicha, because the Bailam could have been Meitzi, the Karka Miyoda, and he could have planted it Beheter, and then have eaten it. So why wasn't the Bailam Meicha on the Achila's Kalayim, even though the Achila's Kalayim is Be'isser? Shvius in Orlo this year is not Chazila Achila. Shvius has to be Hefker in Orlo. Anyway, he couldn't have eaten. And he can't. What is he going to do to be able to capitalize on the land when it's a time, year of Orlo or year of Shvius? So for that, the reason why he wasn't Meich is because there's no loss Bichlal. So it has to. Why is it a Chazaka by Achila Shvius in Orlo? It has to be Achila's Meiris. Kalayim, they could have eaten the Paris. Why should he be Meich? He should be Meich because he can get rid of him out of the land and then he can plant something else. But Al Kalpanim, the Rabban is answering answering the kashan of Haigoin that the Gemara in Ksubis has a raya from our sugya that achila zmeirais is considered a proper achila, because at least legabe shvius and arla it must be speaking about achila zmeirais. Otherwise, it would not have a din chazaka, because we could say that the reason why the Baal was not meicha by achilas arla and shvius is because he has no loss whatsoever. And the chiddush of Haigain that achilas isra is a chazaka is by kalayim. That even the kalayim he could have eaten the peres, and the baal should have been meicha to get him out of the land to plant beheter. And still, we see that he has a chazaka with achilas peres. So it's a raya that achila ba'avera is an achila. The tumim and simen kuf mem aleph if cotton zayin is meisif, that by kalayim he should have been meicha. Why? Because the feed varav that the karka is his and not the machzik's, so then the kalayim did not become asur ba'achila, because ein adam oiser dovar she'ein eshaloi. A person cannot ask for something which is not his. So then, really, the machzik is being oichel beheter gomur, these payers, because they do not have a shem iser of kalayim. So therefore, he should have been meicha. So that means that even though it's an achilas iser, there's a mokum to be meicha because of the fact that the The Tumim also says that when it comes to the Isser of Orlo, there is a way to have Hanoh. You could have had Hanoh from the Efer. So you should have been Meichal Kalpanim to get something out of the land. And the Efer, if it burns up, you could have Hanoh from the Efer, even though you can't have Hanoh from the Etzim Peres. The Chasam Sefer says, "Lafi the tumim, anyway, miyushim the other kasha that it's enish aloi, because since he could have enough from the Efer, and Efer is yours, so that blibes shall balehim." But the ask from Chometz in other cases that the it's enish aloi, and also kasha birshusai with mavur that you don't say that, you say that it's still aser. The Lamaisi answers that Chometz is different because the mitzvah to burn it right away and you're not allowed to keep it around. Mashenkin Arlo and Kalai Kerem, even though it's mitzvah to b'sreifu, but there's no mitzvah to mivare and mash visit to get out of the world. You can mock of it and you could use the Efer. Al Kaponim, you could have Hanoh from the ashes of Arlo, and therefore he should have been Meich. And that's why it's possible to say by Arlo that there is a Chazaka even without just the Achilles Paris of Isser. But Al Kalpanim, we have like this. We have two ways of learning the Gemara. We have the Rishbam that learns the Gemara, the figure Sase, that Ochla Orla Shvias and Kalayim is not a Chazaka, and because there's no reason for the Baal to be Meicha. We have the Girsar Beinu Chananel and the Rambam that Ochla Orla Shvias and Kalayim is yes a Chazaka, and we have in that two Mahalchim. We have Taisis Mahalach that the case was Ochla Zmeirais, and that's an Achila, it should have been Meicha on that. And the Haigoin that Achila Ba'avera is considered Achila, and he should have been Meicha, and Al Kapanim Legabi Kalayim Achila Ba'avera is an Achila, and he should have been Meicha on that Achila. And the fact that he wasn't Meicha, that makes a din of a Chazaka. Now, going back to the Shitas Rambam that says Ochla Orla Shvias and Kalayim, even though his Nena Ba'avera is a Chazaka, Bem is the Raivid over there in Perik Yud Beis, Nechus Tayyim and Nitna Loch Yud Beis, argues in the Rambam. And he says, Dafka, if he's Eichel the Eitzim Beheter, it's a Chazaka. But not the Etzim, Orlo, Shvias, and Kalayim, that's in Paris. And he asks in the Rambam this Kasha that the Ramban asks on the Rav Haigoin, that how could the Gemara in Ksuvas in Mechiach from over here that Achilas Meris is a Chazaka, if you're telling me, Pshat now Gemara, that Ochla, Orlo, Shvias, and Kalayim is a Chazaka, even though he's Nena Ba'avera. So that means the Achila wasn't the Achilas Meris, the Achila was the Paris of Isser. And not the Zmeiris. How can the Gemara bring a raya that Achilas Zmeiris is a Chazaka? And they can't answer the teres of the Ramban, the fear of high, for the Shitas Rambam. Because the Rambam says, Beferish, that we're talking about Shvias and Arlo also. The teres of the Ramban was that Shvias and Arlo, he went to Memaych anyway, so we're talking about Kalayim. So for Shvias and Arlo, we're talking about Zmeiris. And that's the Gemara's raya in Ksubis. But the Rambam says, Beferish, Ochla, Arlo, Shvias, and Kalayim. Even though Yenena Bavera Reizu Chazaka, that means he's talking about the Achilas Peirois of both Orlo, Shvias, and Kalayim. And still he says that it's a Chazaka, even though Yenena Bavera, so Al Karchach, the Gemara is not talking about Achilas Meiris. So Ebazoi, what's Pshat in the Gemara Ksubis that brings a riot from our Gemara that Achilas Meiris blives Achila? So the Magen Mishnah answers the Ravitz Kash, and he says the Kavana of the Gemara is only outside Hadimyon, meaning that just like Achila b'Isser is a Chazaka, so to Achila's Meiris is also a Chazaka. So that's a raya that Achila's Meiris is called an Achila.
The Tumim answers that the Svar of the Rambam is that Achil Zaver is a Chazaka because, like we said before, Arlo Shvias and Kalayim is Nisrafin. And Allah is calling Nisrafin as Afron, the Afer is Mutter. So therefore, the Bailim really has a Hano in the Arlo Shvias and Kalayim, a Kulpanim from the Afer, from the ashes. So therefore, he should have been Meicha. And from the fact that it was not Meicha, so then the Masik has a Chazaka. The Fizetz Miyusha that we're speaking about only really Achilas Eitzim, which Shaykh to burn, but Achilas Peirois, the Baal of no reason to be Meicha, because anyway you can't have Hano. That's an interesting way of Yimiyashe the Rambam that really he's talking about not the Peirois, but he's talking about the Eitzim. And the Eitzim, the Hano from the Eitzim is the Sreifa, which he's allowed to have such a Hano. And that he should have been Meicha. And the male, the Gemara and Ksubas has a good raya that Achilas Meirois is considered a Achila. But the Lashon of the Rambam is Af Bishanena Baveri. You have to say it means the Hano of the Efer. Van Nesivis answers that the Gemara Zaychoch in Ksubas is from Ochla Shvias, because Shvias is Hefker. So how could the Baal be Meicha? He's not allowed to be Meicha. So it must be that he ate the Eitzim which are not Hefker. So in the middle, the Gemara is a Raya that Achila's Meiris has a shame Achila. The Achrayim have another Shaila here. In the case of Yumi Magzik and a Chotzer, which is like Kaim al Agra, what about a Chotzer that you're not planning to rent out? Is that called a Chazaka or not? So the Nesivis and Simen Kuf Mem, Siv Kot Nid Alev, says that it is a Chazaka. And the Shara Mishpat says it's totally in a Machlekes Rishonim in the Sugya. Which Machlekes Rishonim? That we just mentioned. According to the Shittas Rashbam, that he learns in our Gemara, Ochla Or L'Shvias and Kalayim is not a Chazaka, because the Bailam couldn't care less that you're eating it, it's all Isser, they have no Anah from it, and therefore that's where they weren't Meicha, so you don't have a Chazaka. So the Shittas Rashbam, also by a Chotzer, the Lekayim Al-Agra, a Chotzer that you don't normally rent out, it's also not a Chazaka, because the Bailam don't care about it, they don't need to be Meicha, they wouldn't have made money on it anyway. But according to the Shittas Rambam, that holds by Ochla Shvias, even though the Bailam themselves cannot be Nenef from the Peiros, but it should have been Meiches, he shouldn't have a Chazak in the Karak and say it's his. So Mimele over here also, by Chotzer Lekayim Ala Agra, even though he has no monetary gain because he's anyway went to rent it out, he still should have been Meiches, so that the Matzi cannot claim that the Karak is Shaloi. And Mimele, according to the Shara Mishpat, will be a Machlekes Rishayim if a Chotzer Lekayim Ala Agra is Shaykh to have Chesk Gimel Shanim or not. In summary, to repeat, we had this Machlekes Rishonim, if Ochla Orla Shvias and Kalayim is not a Chazok Kipshutai because he has no reason to be Meicha, because there is, it's all be Isser, and there's no gain for the Marakama to be Eichel Paris himself. Or, and we have the other Rishonim, the Vayigayim, and the Rambam that hold that it is a Chazok. The Girsa Zerach, it is a Chazok. And different ways of understanding why it's a Chazok, either because he should have been Meicha Bechlal, that he shouldn't be Machzik in the Karaka, or because there is some sort of benefit that he is having, which the Marakama could also have, like the Tumim, that he has a Noah from the Eitzim, or the Srefas of Eitzim, or the Achilus is Meiris, the way Tosfos learns. So there are benefits to be had, even with these items of Isser, and they should have been Meicha. And the fact that it was not Meicha, it's a Raya that he sold it to him, so he has a good cheskas gimel shonim. The next sugya towards the bottom of the Amid is the sugya of Goydris. The Gemara says that avodim einam yeshlam chazaka. Avodim, it says in our Mishnah, have cheskas gimel shonim. The Amrei Shlokish, haGoydris einam chazak. Goydris are sheep or any animals that are able to walk on their own. The Lashon of Gidrois Tzayin, they have no chazaka. There's no raya from Yotvisa because we say that they walked in by themselves, or you yourself brought them into your house. So you can't tainu lekuchi biyadi. Avadim are also mahalchim hei mechol mokrim, and lachir avadim are including goydris that they should not have a din chazakas. So the Gemara is asking, how could you say in our Mishnah avadim yeshlem chazaka? And the Gemara answers, amarava ein len chazaka la'alter, they don't have a chazaka miyad, ava yeshlem chazaka la'achir gimel shonim. They have a chazaka la'achir gimel shonim. Ein achanami, they have the din of goydris, they don't have chazaka miyad, because there's no riot from the tfisa, but they will have a chazaka la'achir gimel shonim. The Ramban in the Sugya and Tosin Gittin Davchav from Abayz right away ask that what's the Chiddush of Reish Lakish that says Ein Lem Chazaka, and the Gemara explains according to Rava they don't have Chazaka Miyad, they have a Chazaka La'acher Gimel Shonim. That's our Mishnah. The Mishnah says Avadim don't have a Chazaka Miyad, Avadim have a Chazaka La'acher Gimel Shonim. So why would I think there's a difference between Avadim and Goydris? So the answer that the Zahava mina that only in Avodim, which are B'nai Das, in Ailum, in Avshayu, and go in by themselves, they don't have a Chazaka Miyad. You have to wait for 3 years to have Cheskes Gimel Shonim. But Goydreis, it's not their derech to go maybe to a not familiar home. Kamash Malon, no, the Goydreis also don't have a Chazaka. And there's no raya from Avodim to Goydreis. That's what Shlokish is Chiddish, that Goydreis have no Chazaka al Kaponim, at least Miyad for sure there's no Chazaka. But Lachi Gimel Shanim, maybe they do have a Chazaka. Now, L'chayra, we can ask, what is Bechlal, the Gemara's Kasha, that Goydreis ain't lem Chazaka? We know that the Yisoid of Goydreis ain't lem Chazaka is because there's no way Chacha from their Tfisa. Could be they walked in by themselves. Or maybe you took it on your own. That's why there's no echacha bechlal from your tfisa. L'cher, that's a svara in cheskes metaltlin. We need a etzen tfisa shevi mechiach that you bought it to tain on a kuchi biyadi. So Goydrich, which has no echacha from your tfisa, is missing in etzen cheskes metaltlin. But l'cher, a cheskes gimel shonim is a raya that you are the bailin mikoyach the fact that the marakam was not meicha. You need 3 years because otherwise the tain of achvishtarcha. L'cher, what's nafkamina between Goydrich and karka? And what's the gemara's kasha bechlal? L'chayr, it's muchach to say that helps ches gimel shanim is not just stam and umdeno eichacha to meitzi from the marakama, but the yisoid, like we said many times, there was the beginning of the parak, the yisoid of ches gimel shanim is that you have a din of a muchzik. That means the etzem yeshiva and the karka is mechiach on your bailus, very comparable to the din of cheses metaltlin. And even the whole machlokes rishonim is how do we accomplish that you have a cheskas gimel shanim? How do we accomplish that you considered a muchzik? So since it's not just a haychacha, it's a din cheskas gimel shanim, a din chazaka, so mele goydrish, which is no haychacha bichlal from the tfisa, and by avodim also is no raya from the fact that they're there in your yerushus, you can have a kasha that ain lehem chazaka. And the Gemara has to answer that Ein lem chazaka la'alter, but yesh lem chazaka la'achazman achal gimel shonim. Now the Rosh in Shavuos in Perek Zayin and Simen Hay is mechia from here, like the Shit Zarif, that in a place where Edom saw that you were teifes achefetz not bifnei habaylim, and you tiny, you took it b'rishus, that you don't have a chazaka. Why? Because v'goydris, we say, ein lem chazaka, what's the one of the reasons are given the Rishayim that doesn't have chazaka? Because maybe you took it, shaloi midas habaylim. Kolshkein, in a place where we know Vada that he took a Shlomi Das HaBailim, he doesn't have Chazaka. That's mamish like the Shit Zarif. That if you see, Adam even see somebody grab a Chavit, Shlomi Das HaBailim, and then he tines, he took it for Shus, he doesn't have Chazaka. Otherwise, every guy that should have Chazaka. He took it, but he's saying he took it because it belongs to him. Teretz is, if we know that you took it, and we have Adam that you were typhist, there's no Chazaka Bechlal. So he's got Paskin and Ramam also in Perik Dal Hilch Zeh Aloch Yud Beis. But from we mentioned earlier, Tosfos and Naflam Gimelam Abayz is l'chayr chaylik on this earlier, and he sounds like he says over there that you would have a chazaka. The Rishon Zalman writes in Evan Ozel Perek Tes Hilchos Tevinit Aloch Avav that it's really totally in the time of why Goydreis ain't the chazaka. Because if the time of Goydreis ain't the chazaka is they go and rishus around without a hashkacha and you can just grab them shleimi das habaylim, so then avada the Rosh is right. It's a beautiful ride to riff avada and mokum that it's your dua that he was teves it shleim b'nei habaylim then ain't the chazaka, because the same way you could grab from rishus around is the reason why there's no chazaka by Goydris, so too, if you vadai grabbed it, shleimi das habaylim, it's not a chazaka. And like the Loshon and the Rashbam says, you took it into your house and you were machzigin it. So it's not a chazaka. You can't tain the kuchi biyadi. So then avad, if we know it, avad is no chazaka. That's like the Rosh and the Rif. But if the tam of Goydris and the Chazaka is because, like the first Lashon of the Rashbam, Mi'atzma nichnasu l'chatzeroi, v'loishu tofsin, that means it went in by itself, so then it's Yitachin to say that b'mokim that you did a Maisa Tfisa, when you grabbed it, even Shlevifni Abaylim, then there's a Chazaka, a person's not usually a Ganev, Achzukin, Shmikavelin, the Chazkinon, Mestami was not Tevez Begazlanusa, and Mestami, then there is a Raya from your Tfisa. Now, b'emes, the Rashbam brings both of these timing. The Gemara says, "Ein lem chazaka la'alter, aval yesh lem chazaka la'achik gimel shanim." And the Rishbam learns that that is talking not only in Avodim, like it says in our Mishnah, but also Goydris. Have a chazaka la'achik gimel shanim. The famous kasha from the Nesivis in Simei Kuf Mem Dalit Sifkot and Gimel, that l'shitas Ramban, that all cheskes gimel shanim is based on a hechacha, that the Baal was not moicha, and the hechacha that you, the machzik is the bailim from the fact that the marakam was not moicha, is a hechacha miyad right away. And the only reason why in Ilcheses Gimel Shanim, the only reason why you have to wait 3 years is because otherwise the taina on the machzik, where is your shtar? Ach vishtarcha. Soy bazoy, by goydris, why do you need Gimel Shanim? Why isn't it a chazaka right away? Machmas the shtika of the ma'ar. In something which has shtarois, for example, karka or avodim, so you have to wait 3 years because otherwise the taina of ach vishtarcha. But Goydris is not bnei shtara, there's no shtaris, l'chayra, then right away there should be a chazaka, mimanoshach. Either there's no chazaka because it's Goydris, or there's a chazaka right away from the fact that he was not moicha. And Rabbi Chanan asks the same kashin, ois kuf, samach mem is the ritva, in the Mishnah in the beginning of Chesabatim is moir this. And he says, Rabbanan said, gimel shanim by avadim kedin kakois, kedei l'shlei loseis divrein l'shiurim. The Rashi in the Mishnah says that we say in our sugya yeshlem chazok lach gimel shanim, that's only by avodim that are oisin peirois tadir, so they need gimel shanim. But goydrois do not require gimel shanim after a shanoish nesayim, 1 year or 2 years, kivish derech a bayal mahakbid, according to the amount of time that normally a bayal will be makbid. Where are his goydrois? Then yeshlehen chazok. So tzitochin. And the Ramban and the Rashba go together, and it's fam for the kasha of the Nesivis. It's Yitochin and Enoch and Ami. The Ramban is saying that Cheses Gimel Shanim is based on a Chocha Miyad because the Marakam was not Meicha. Based on the fact that if the Marakam was not Meicha, that's a proof that he must have sold the land to the Machzik, and you have that same Echocha by Avadim with Lamichal Alter. But the difference is that in Karka it takes longer, and in Avadim it takes shorter. But the shorter time in Karka is a year or two, Kivisha Derech Abayil Mahakmin, and Taka, you would have Chazaka in Goydris. So Goydris, Taka would have Chazaka after a year or two, which is the normal time for bounty in Makbid. And we see that Avadim and Shtar and Karkois require Gimel Shanim, that's the Mishnah beginning Chesabatim. That's only because Avadim and Karkois have an Eshtarin. So they need a star, and where's your star? The Taina of Achvi Shtarcha. To get out of the Taina of Achvi Shtarcha, you have to have Gimel Shanim, which is the derech for a person to lose the star. By Goydris, which there's no star, by Behemoth, and Echanami, the Chazaka should be earlier. But it goes with derech of Bayom Lachvi, it was a year or two. That's the amount. And that's the Avadim. And the Avadim is different because Isa Peir is Tadr, you have to have Chazaka's Gimel, Chesed's Gimel Shanim. That goes with a longer time. That we explained early in the beginning of the Perek. L'maisa, the Rambam argues, and the Rambam Perek Yud Hilchos Tayin says only by Avodim that it helps Gimel Shanim. He doesn't say anything about Goydris. And the Goyin learns in the Rambam that the din of Cheses Gimel Shanim is only by Avodim and not by regular Goydris. The Sma in Simen Kuflam and Hesef Gotten Gimel is Masbir. It says Goydris do not have a Chazaka because they're not B'nei Shtoraninu. Since the Napanei Shnor, that's when the Rambam only mentioned Cheses Gimel Shanim be'avodim, but not by Goydris. Goydris taka einlam chazaka. And the Ramas is beferish like that in our sugya, that by Goydris, since you don't write a shtar, for Goydris there's no Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So when the Gemara says that einlam chazaka la'altar of yeshlam chazaka la'ach Gimel Shanim, the Gemara by us was only talking about avodim. It was not talking about Goydris. Regular goydris, regular animals, takein echanami. They don't have a chazaka or gimel shanim bechlal because they're not b'nei shtoro. L'chayr, it's a pella. It's not the pshat that having a shtar is what's goyrim cheses gimel shanim. Adarabba, if you don't write a shtar, then the chazaka should be la'alta right away. It's only because you write shtaris that you can't have a chazaka right away. You have to wait 3 years because otherwise it's a taina of achvi shtarcha. It's not the shtar that's goyim the chazaka. It's the chazaka really is immediate and the shtar is goyim. In fact, that you write shtaris, that's goyim that it can't be chazaka right away. You have to wait 3 years. Unless you learn Pshat and the Rambam and the Ramah that they understood cheses gimel shanim that it's the takanas chazal. He said it's over from the Ketzos in the beginning of the Perek. It's a Takanas Chachamim that since after 3 years a person loses his shtar, Chazal were misakin that you have a Chazaka on the Karka. So Mela b'Mokim in a place, the Balavach, anyway you don't write a shtar, so there's no Takanas Chazal of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. So since Cheskas Gimel Shanim is Takanas Chazal, it's like a Takanas HaLekuchais, because a person's not Nizer B'Shtaroi, so by Metalton, which is Nabanei Shtaroi, by Goydreis, by Behemoth, they were never misakin this takana. from the Loshna, the Prisha is the Zeo Darmina Bechol Duchta, the Chazaka Mikoyach Shtora Ko Asya. We say always that a Chazaka of Gimel Shonim is Mikoyach the Shtar, which means Ratzalayma de Einoi Mahanya Elim Taina Shtora Hoyali Vavadativ. It only helps together with a Taina that I had a Shtar and I lost it. It would also be mashma the chayr to say pshat in the prisha that the din of cheses gimel shanim is only the mokim is a shtar. It's a takonas chazal that the chazaka should be sufficient even though without a shtar, because we know people lose their shtaris. And the cheses gimel shanim, why do you have to wait 3 years? Because teich gimel shanim, a person usually has a shtar, but the mokim you don't write shtaris like by goydris, the chazaka there wouldn't be a din takonas chazal of cheses gimel shanim. The stipend, the Kilis Yankim, and Simon Yud Ches, Oizvav writes that the Ram holds, like the Yesh Meforshman, the Ramban brings Daf Mem Beis, that the reason why you have to be Moiche, the Morakam has to be Moiche, is in order that the Machzik should be Nizer and careful not to lose his Shtar. So Memela, Memokim, that there's no Shtar, he doesn't have to be Moiche, there's no Machayev to be Moiche. Since there's no Machayev to be Moiche, there's also no Chazaka. Like the Yesh Meforshim say that a cotton doesn't have a chazaka because he doesn't have to be shemer shtar. So therefore he wasn't meichin a cotton. If he wasn't meichin a cotton, there's no reason to be meichin a cotton. There's also no din chazaka bichlal. So there we have l'chayra, in summary, a machlekes rishayim, very yisaitis dik a machlekes rishayim in Pashup Shad in the Gemara. If the Gemara says by Avadim that Rava says Eilem chazaka la'altar of Yeshlem chazaka la'achigim l'shanim, according to the Rashbam, that Memra is not only in Avodim, it's also in Geidris. Geidris have Chazaka, Lach, and Gimel Shonim. We explained according to the Rash, maybe it's not Gimel Shonim Mamish, maybe it's a year or two, which is Derech Habayim Lahakbid, but Al Kaponim, Geidris have the din of Cheses Gimel Shonim. According to the Rambam, no, the Gemara only means Avodim have Chazaka, Lach, and Gimel Shonim. But Geidris, Taka, are not included at all. The din of the Mishnah is only by Avodim. Geidris don't have Cheses Gimel Shonim. And we in the Lashna and Ma also is like that, and we explained based on the fact that we can learn that Cheses Gimel Shanim is Takonas Chazal, and the Chazal were not Misakein Cheses Gimel Shanim and Mokim, that there is no Shtar. So Goydrish, when you don't write a Shtaris, there's no Cheses Gimel Shanim. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Omar Rava, Im Haya Katan Mutal Barisa, if he was a Katan that's in a crib, Yesh Le Chazaka La Alter, then the Eved, there's a Chazaka on the Eved right away. The Gemara says Pshita, it's Pashit, that's not Goydris, it can't come by itself. It didn't walk there, it can't walk. So the Gemara says, Leitzricha dis le'ima, as a mother, the same I would have thought, Nechash dem le'ima, Eilid le'l'hosam, maybe the mother brought it there, Kamash Malon, then le'ima le'menash yabra, a mother doesn't forget a son, and therefore there is a Chazaka right away. There's also a very famous Ketzais in Simon Kuflam and Hasif Cotton Beis that asks, that L'chaira, all Avadim you write Shtaris on, Avadim Abnei Shtara. So why isn't there a tain of achvi shtarcha? What's pshat in Rava that says that it caught the mutar barisi of chazaka la'altar because there is no problem of goydrois? But what happened to the tain of achvi shtarcha? Where's the race of achvi shtarcha? Where's the shtar? And for the ketzais, you have to say, we mentioned this before also, that in Malkim there's a raya gedoyla, there's no tain of achvi shtarcha. Like we said in the previous sugya on the flamet, hey, by doli late senator peri, if you fill marakama fills up a basket of peris for the machzik, that's a hoichacha, that the land that belongs to the machzik, and even though the chayrin should be a taina, ach vishtarcha, ach you have a chazaka miyad, the Gemara says, dola tzana de peri li alter, immediately you have a chazaka. Where is the shtar? The answer is, where there's a hoichacha gedoyla, then we say you have a chazaka immediately. And so that means the fact that a mother doesn't forget a child, that's a chaychocha gedoyla, that he for sure sold him the Eved, and if he sure sold him the Eved, so there's no taina of achvishtorcha. As I stated in Ktsois, the Welt is matzmiya in this Ktsois. That adarabah, it's mavur in the sugya, that if I cared, an Eved that without a mother, it's pshita that he has chazok right away. It's by an Eved that has a mother, the Havamina was that it wouldn't be a Chazaka, because maybe the mother brought it there. And Kamash Malon, the Imo, Loi Menash Yabra. So it's not such a Dover Poshet that it's such a thing. Even the Loshen, the Rebbeinu Gershom writes, Imo, Loi Menash Yabra, Medi Issa Gabi Hai, Beiz Yom, Mai Gimo, Loi Micha, Yesh the Chazaka. If the mother doesn't forget a child, and the fact that the child's there 2 or 3 days in the Marakamo, the owner of the Eved previously did not make a macho, so therefore he has a chazaka, which is mashma that be'emes by an Eved that has a mother. It's not really a yichach of an etzem tvisa. It's yitachin that the mother brought the child in. There's a yichach of the fact that he was not meicha for 2 or 3 days. So then it's not such a strong hechache here, more than all over, that the marakama should have been maicha. If it's not such a stronger, it's not a stronger hechache than all over that the marakama should have been maicha, so then you invite to have the taina of achvi shtarcha. Where is the shtar? And Bemis also from the Loshna Gemara, that Gemara asks, pshita, as long as you don't know this svar, so then how could you say Yavach Hazaka? What happened to the taina of Achvi Shtarcha? It's not such a dover pshita, such a thing. So the Vachan and the Kavit Shurim and Ois Kuf Samach is Miyashim, and he says that the taina of Achvi Shtarcha is not Oichoch Gemura. It goes really connected to Oichoch of the Chazaka itself. So by Karkois, you go Basa the Cheskas Marikama by Karkois. And therefore, Achvi Shtarcha wins out, not because it's a Chacha, where's your Shtar, must be it's the Marikamas, but because it's going to be on the side of the Marikamas, the Tain of Achvi Shtarcha and the Machzik. And on the side of the Machzik is the Chacha, Midlay Micha Hama'ar, from the fact that Ma'ar was not Meicha. What are you doing, Karkois? You leave it by the Marikama, Cheskas Marikama. When metaltalin, you're not going to be mighty it from the muhzik, and therefore he keeps it, even though it's a shtikal taina. Where's your star achvi shdarcha? Rabbi Baruch Ber and Bicha Shmuel and Simon Chavav, he explains that b'makim that there's a chach from the etzim tfisa because of the svara of a chazuk inish begavin lemechazkin, and a person doesn't take something bigneva. So from the fact that he's holding it is a ray that he's the bailim. In such a case, it doesn't help a taina of achvi shdarcha. Achvi Shtarcha is only the mokim where the Echoch is machma shtika sabailim. The whole Echoch by Karkoi is that you're the bailim is from the fact that Marakam was not meicha. Such a Echoch, there's Echoch of Akertz. The Echoch of Akertz is a taina of Achvi Shtarcha. But in the case of Chesed Metalt, in the case where you're holding the Chefetz, that means that you have a chachaf, an etzim tfisa, because achzukin shbegamalim achazkinon, in such a case, such a strong a chachaf, such a raya from the etzim tfisa is not at all affected by the taina of achvi shtarcha. It means the Bircha Shmuel understood that when makim that you're a muzik, betzim it helps achvi shtarcha. And therefore the Rashba says that when Eved Godel is no chazaka after a year or two in the Gimel Shonim, because of the reis of the shtar, could be. But in a case where it's you have a tfisa and add some things, so then the chesed metalt nachzukish mekamim chaskin is so strong that there's no taina bichlal of achvi shtarcha. And they both asked, the Elchanan and the Bichshmo both asked, but the Gemara earlier in Daf Lamed Gimel on Beis says that by Peiro also you should say achvi shtarcha. It's before over there that metalt and you'll say achvi shtarcha. It's steer to what we're saying. Both Rabbi Elchanan and Rabbi Ber are saying to for the Tzaisis Kasha that by Metaltalin, you don't say we have an Etzim Tfisa, you don't say a Taina of Achvi Shtarcha. Later Rabbi Elchanan, it's because Achvi Shtarcha is only a Chisaren by Karkois, could leave it to my Marakama, by Metaltalin, not going to be in the Muzik. And the Bich Shmuel is saying because if there's a Chachm and Etzim Tfisa of Achzukin, it's a Rai, you're the Bailam, there's no Taina of Achvi Shtarcha on a Chacha mitzad Etzim Tfisa. But the Gemara in Aflam and Gimel, when the Gemara says a tain of Achvi Shtarcha, even by Metaltalin, is a chayra stira to the Achreinim. Mr. Zalman, Devin Ozel, is miyashvit differently. He says that the Gemara early in Lamed Gimel is talking about a case that he took the pears in front of us. And when you take the pears in front of us, you see the tefisa, then there's no echachof, like Kol Ches Metalton. We say, the only echachof, Mestami didn't take a big zela. But it's echachof that Mestami didn't take the chavitz for himself, the Baal gave it to him, so then there's no raya. So then there's no raya from the tefisa. In summary, we have 3 ways to answer the Ktzeis's kasha. Why by a cotton, a mutal barisa, does he have chazok on the altar? L'chari, there should be a taina of achvi shtarcha. Either the way the Ktzeis explains that when there's a chacha, gmur, and a raya gedoyla, like the case of cotton mutal barisa, that iman lemenashe bro, then there's no taina of achvi shtarcha. Or where B'lchan explains that the taina of achvi shtarcha is not a vadai, it's neged a chacha midlay micha. So by Karkois we go bosa the Chesed Marakama, and metaltalin we're not mighty from the Muzik. Or like the Bircha Shmuel explains that where there's a chacham and etzim tfisa mitzad achzukin shbegam lemechazkinon, then there's no taina bechlal of achvi shtarcha. The Bach asks a stira in the tour. The gabe goydreis, the tour paskins in simin kuf lamed hay that it helps if you magzik gimel shanim. But the gabe dvarim asuin lahashil ulahaskir, which also does no hechach from yetfisa. The Tur Paskin, Simen Kuflam and Gimel, B'shein de Bala Itur, that even if you mach the Gimel Shonim, it doesn't help his Chazaka. And he says, because Lav b'nei Shtore Ninu. They don't usually write shtoris on these metaltlin that advar masuin lahashil ulahaskir. And the kash is obvious that goydris also we don't write shtoris, and still it says and tur paskins that if you mask gimel shonim it helps. So what's the nafkamina between goydris and dvar masuin lahashil ulahaskir? Both lechayr have a similar chisarin that there is not a hichocha from the tvisa. Goydris because they might have walked in by themselves, and Dvarma suin lahashil lahaskir because we say the reason why they in your rishus is because you borrowed them or rented them, but not that you bought them. The shach in simik kuflam and hay siv cotton gimels also ma'ir in the stiras atur. Actually, we could say based on a diik in the loshna Rambam, the Rambam when he brings down the din of goydris and the din of uman, he says that it's ein lohem chazaka, which lechayr is mashma that there's no raya from their tfisa that they are a bailim. But interesting, the Rambam, when it comes to Dvar Masuin Lahashel Lahaskir in Perik Ches, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, Harei Hein Becheskas Baalehen. They are Becheskas Baalehen, which is mashma that there's no chisorin mitzad the tfisa. There's no echacha from the tfisa, but the chisorin is that the chafetzim, the objects, do not leave the chazaka of their owners. In other words, that the derech of dvarim ha'asuyin lahash lahaskir is to be lent out or rented out, and the derech of the way a bayim is magzik, and these chafetzim is either they're in his rishus, or he lends them out to others. So even when they're in somebody else's rishus, it really is becheskas ba'alein. And since they're still in the chazaka of their original owner, memela, the person who's holding them in his backyard, his rishus, or in his house, does not have a chazaka of bichlal. It's the same gather as karkois. The karkois are always becheskas bailim kaimi. Karka becheskas balea kayemes. It sounds like that dvar masui and lahash lahaskir have the same gather as karkois. Oy bazoi, we can miyashi the stira that by dvar masui and lahash lahaskir, which is considered becheskas balein like karkois, so cheskas gimel shonim doesn't help. Only if it would work with the same gather as karkois. And the gather of cheskas gimel shonim by karkois, like we mentioned earlier, is dafkin something which has a shtar. It's memokim shtari medes, or they only misakin it when there is a shtar. But by goydris, the chisar is only a chochen mitzad tfisa, because we say maybe it walked in by itself. There we could say that gimel shonim is taka araya, that it's still by you, it must be that you're taka the owner. Or like we said from the Raj, maybe a year or two is already a chocha, that you're the bailim. The Gemara afterwards continues and it brings a maisa. The Gemara says, Hanu easy, these goats, the ochlu chushlo ben hardoi, these goats that they ate, this chushla, this peeled barley in Nardo, also Mori Chushla, the owner of the Chushla, came in Tavsinu and grabbed the goats. Vavakatoyen Tuva. And he was tining that he's owed a lot of money from, based on what the animals ate from his Chushla. Omra Vuodishmol said, Yochalitoyen Ad Kadei Demand. He's a lot of tina up until the value of the goats that he's tough was in. Why? The boy Omer Lekuches Hein Biyodi. Because if he wants, he could say Lekuches Hein Biyodi. He has a migu that he could have said that he bought it. The chayra over here in the case of the chushla, Ketayin Akadei Demeim. What does it mean? Akadei Demeim. It means the value the chayra of the goats. That's the amount of money he could demand. The Ranadri Tva Taka say that if he wants to be Maitzi Mabin from the Bailim, he could be Teveya Ad Kadei Demeim up until the value of the Izim. But if he wants to be Teifis the goats themselves until he's paid from the Bailim the full amount, then Avadi can be Teveya even more than Mechdei Demeim. And the Bailim cannot be Maitzi Miyodi. They cannot take away the goats until they pay what they owe him. Because he has a Migo. If he wants, he can be Zeichin the Guf of the Izim. So although he's demanding more than the value of the izim, but he's willing to wait until he gets paid, and he's not willing to give up the izim. That he could still do. It's only if he wants damim, and he wants to give it back, then he could only be teveh the damim, the value of the izim. The Mordechai also says that in Bamitzia Simen Tov Gimel Meshem As Harbe Rishonim. But the Mordechai brings Meshem the Rav Yo, that the Rav Yo argues, and he holds that you cannot be Teveya only k'day the Dmei HaChefetz Shetofas, only up until the value of the Chefetz that Yetofas in the value of the goats. So he says, why? The Loi Chashiva Tfisa Ele B'chdei Dmeihen. The Tfisa is only a Tfisa up until the value of the goat. L'cher, it's a shtik ha-shver to understand that Svara. Like, why can't he just be Ma'akiv the Chefetz with a Migu of Lekuchi Biyodi? If the owner, the Bailim, now wants the Izim back, he has to pay him the value, what he claims is owed to him. It's why isn't it a tfisa in the Izim? I'll call upon that he can ma'akiv the Chefetz, but amigo could have tied Lekuchi Biyodi. His whole nemanis is because I can tie that I bought it. So I have right to also keep the goats up until the value that I'm expecting. If I'm willing to give it up and it shows how much money, okay, so then I could, the only amount of money that I have a right to is the k'dei demeim. It can only be, if it wants dumb from the bailim, so it can be teveya a k'dei demeim. But if he wants to be teveya, the izim themselves, until he gets paid up, why can't he? It's not any worse than saying, l'kuchi biyodi. It's mashmah from the Rav Yo that you only have a schus of a mugzik, of a tofus, only in the amount of the value of the izim, which is b'k'dei demeim. The Maisli Gemara says that the nemanis is because you could have said the kuchi biyadi. L'chair that's the nemanis of a migu. Rabbi Yaina asks that l'chair this migu is a migu mimamin l'mamin. Because you want to be maitzi damim from the bailam of the izim. With a migu, you could have been machzik in the izim themselves. So one is a mamin, the stama mamin, and one is the mamin of the izim. That's l'chair should be a chisarin of a migu mimamin l'mamin. Also, Ben Yoina asks that Lachard is a chisarin of a migul haitzi, because you're trying to be mitzi mamain from the baal who is and from the owner of the goats. Why isn't there a chisarin of migul haitzi that we always, the klal is migul haitzi le'amrinot? Ben Yoina answers, and he says that the easy gufayu hayu taifis, you're holding the actual goats, vayanemo ben la'akvan b'teiras mashkin. And you could hold the easy b'teiras mashkin, b'din mashkin. If you're holding a b'teiras mashkin, even though you don't have a schus, but he says it's like any other shibud on the other nechassim. So it's as if you're already mugzik in the nechassim, so it does not have a din of a migu lahaitzi. And l'cher, it's also not a chisarin of migu l'momin, because this is the momin that you're being tofus on. It's a migu in oisei momin, you're holding the mashkin k'neged the chayv. So it's a migu lahachzik, and it's a migu ba'oisei momin in the momin itself. Reb Shmuel, in Shuri Reb Shmuel in Bamitzia, ois yud ches, is ma'ir that the Gemara in Bamitzia daf kuf tes zayin amar aleph, legabe somebody who's grabbing a sakina dashkavta, a knife, is never been migu to say that this is the amount that's owed to him. That's a keli that's used for eichel nefesh, and a keli which is used for eichel nefesh does not have a teres mashkin. So if it doesn't have a teres mashkin, l'chayre over there the migu shouldn't work l'fir ben yoina, because it's not a migu lahachzik. You have to give it up. You can't keep it. Over here by the izim, you can keep the goats. If you can keep the goats, you can be teifus in the goats with teres mashkin. If you're teifus in the goats with teres mashkin, so you're being tining, or believe me that I'm owed a certain amount of money migu that I could have kept this with teres mashkin. I mean, it's a migu lahachzik, not a migu lahaitzi. But if you have to give up the whatever you're being tofus and you can't hold the b'teiras mashkin, then it's not a, it's a migu lahaitzi. So Shmuel answers based on the Sefer Truma that holds that the Eved, if you tofus a kli of oichel nefesh, it has a din of a mashkin. And the Melet still blibes a migu lehachzik. The Ktsais in Simen Kuf Nun, Sif Katan Beis, says additionally, an add-on to the Rabbeinu Yoina, that he says a balchayv is kainam mashkin. So if a balchayv is kainam mashkin, it doesn't have a din of a migul haitzi bichlal. And even in Mokim that you teifis the chayfetz shalei bidas haloive, even when you take it shalei bidas haloive, it's also not a migul haitzi because it could have a din of a mashkin. Anything which have a din of a mashkin does not have a din of a migul haitzi. The Rishayim ask another shaila. We can for inference say this migu is not a chisarin of migu lohaitzi or migu mamon lamamain, but why isn't it a chisarin of a migu da'aza? Because now you're tining that you are owed money and you want to be believed with a migu that you could have said lekuchi biyadi, that you bought the izim. L'chayr, that tain of lekuchi biyadi is a'aza, is a chutzpah, because your friend knows that it's not true. It's only something which you could have said the non-truth to his face. When you tain that the ochloi, that the animal ate your chushlo, so that the other person you're tining to, the you're being teveya from, doesn't know if you're saying the truth or you're not saying the truth. But to go ahead and say, believe me, that I'm owed this and this amount of money, because if I wanted, I could have tained that the lekuchim biyadi that's bought to me, l'chayr, that's a migu, that's a chutzpah to say such a tain, it's a migu da oza. And the rule is that a migu da oza is not believed. Where do you see a migu da'aza is not believed? So the Rishayim bring out from the Gemara B'Metzia Dav Gimel. It's mavur that by a moedim and miktsas, the aloch is you have to swear in the other half midday raisa. Aye, why aren't you potter from a shvu with a migu that you could have been kaifra koil? And the Gemara says, Nei she'ein ha'ad me'ez ponab ef ne'bal choyve. A person's not a mechutzif to say to the person that he borrowed money from that he doesn't owe him any money at all. It's a migu da'aza. Migu da'aza lo yamrinan. So what's the pshat now a sugya that the Gemara says you could be teifis, that you're tofus in the izim, you're neman to say you owe this and this amount of money that the goats ate from your chushla, with a migu that you could have said, l'kuchi biyadi. L'chayr, the tain l'kuchi biyadi is a chutzpah, it's like a kaifer akoil, and a migu da'aza lo yamrinan. So the Rishayim answer and they say that a migu da'aza, it's a migu garua, but so it doesn't help to pater from a shvua, but it still helps to pater from mamin. In other words, the Gemara Bamatzia and Nav Gimel is talking about a Shvua Maidah B'Miktsas. For a Shvua Maidah B'Miktsas, you want to be potter from such a Shvua by saying with a Migu that I could have said, I could have been a Koy for a Koyl. That's a Migu Da Oza. Migu Da Oza is a Shvacher Migu, and a Shvacher Migu, Migu Da Oza cannot potter from a Shvua. But it still could potter from a Chi of Mammon. And the Mela in our Gemara, which we're talking about a Chi of Mammon, we're not talking about a Chi of Shvua. In the case of a chi of mamain, amigo da oza works. The shaila is, what is exactly the svarti mechalik min shvua mamain? L'chayr, if amigo is an amonis that you smali the shaki is saying the ms, so if it's a mevar that you're saying the truth, the gabe ptur from mamain, or to say that you owe the money from the chushla, so why shouldn't it help the gabe shvua? What's an nafgamina between mamain and shvua? Over here we find different mahalchim in the rishayim and achrayim to be masber the chilik between mamain and shvua. The Ran in Bometzia Dav Gimel says that Migu, the Ha'oza, is a Migu Garua, and it's not Olim Lifture Mishvua, but it does help Lahachzik. That means Migu Garua is Mahani Lu'uk Mehani Izi Bishusa de Manitopos. Like in our Sugya, it's being Moil to be Machzik in the money that you already have in your Rishus. So that means that a Migu de Ha'oza is Taka Migu Garua, and the Chilik between Shvua and Mamin is that shvua, you have to pater from a shvua. That's almost like being mighty. You have to take away the chi of shvua. But to, by us, and our sugi, being machzik in mamin, to be machzik in mamin, migu da oza helps. The Ran and Shvua also says the same svara. Miu, he says, afa gav de mi garuahu, la uk mi hani izi bershusa demand the toughest mani. It helps to keep the money that you already have, that you're machzik in. So that means the migu garua is only moyo lahachzik biyad ha-momen shu tofus boy, and it doesn't help to patim ha-shvua and l'chayr l'fi the ran, and in Bometzia and in Shvuas, the aside is that a migu da oza taka wouldn't be helped to mighty momen either, only lahachzik. Even the madamer holds migu lahitzi aminon, but a migu da oza loy aminon. A second malach we find Rabbein Yoina later in Babasnaf Kufchav Chesem Abeis, that he says the chilik is in the ha'oza. To pater yourself from a shvua, a person is not meis. He'd rather swear and not say such a chutzpahdik thing that he doesn't owe any money at all. But to become pater from mammon, he's taki is meis. So it's not a chilik in lahachzik or lahoitzi. The chilik is whether or not a person would taka be a mechutziv the taina such a taina in order to pater himself from a shvua. That he wouldn't do. But to pater himself from mammon, he would. And the Shar Mishpan and Kloli Migo Eis Dalit brings out the Svara, and he says the Mishum Hanois Mamin Meis, because of a pleasure of having keeping money, a person some mechutzif. I will say such a tayin alakuchi biyadi. If that's the only way I could be zeicher, avle inyan shvua legabi taking away a shvua noyech litin tayna zu vilishava. I'd rather tayna that I owe 50 half the money I'm a moedim a miktsas and swear in the other half milahoy is neged chaver instead of going ahead and be mechutzif and saying that I don't know any money at all. The Ketzais also says this. That in the Misha Bali potter mi mama, the person wants to come potter from mama, he's choshed to steal mama, and he may is part of the makrish and say any tiny he could say to get himself out of having to pay. When somebody wants to pot himself from a shvua, if he's a chosid, if that person is a chosid ligzel, we're not much being nice, because chosid one is mine is chosid shvua also. So Teretz is why we're making him swear, because we're chosid, maybe he doesn't want to steal, he's just lishtam mute, like the first parak of Mamatzia, say clearly that chosid mine is not chosid shvua also, because we're talking about a case that he probably wants to, he doesn't have the money, he wants to just delay the payment, or it's a sofik milvi yashon, like the verse says Mamatzia davav, so he's not a chosid to be a gazlan mamish. So if he's not choshed to be a gazlan mamish, he's also not meiz panav, and therefore he doesn't have a migu. This person wouldn't go to that extent to mamish deny something which he really owes. He's ain't other meiz panav neidal chayvay, and therefore he doesn't have a migu to pat himself from a shvua. But if the guy's already claiming the gabi mamin, whatever he wants to claim to get the money, so then he's all out, and then he'll say any type of a taina. So again, then there's no chisarin of migu da oza, because he's taka meiz lefidis mahalich based on Rabbeinu Yoina. A third malach we find in the Tumim and Klolim Migo is Pei Aleph, is Mevar, that there's a chilik nedaz b'nei Adam. That means some people are yes meyes, and some people are not meyes. When we say ain't other meyes with Nebal Chayvay, it doesn't mean there's nobody that's meyes with Panav Nebal Chayvay. It could be maybe a roiv, it could be a miktsas, so ain't meyesin, but there are those that are meyes also. So why doesn't the taka work such a migu? Because since every migu da'oza we have a suffix, if he's a person that would be meyes or not meyes, So Mela, we can machalik and say like this. In my mind, it helps. Because maybe it's from those people that are made. So he has a migu that he could have tainted, Moshal and Gemara, Lekuchi biyadi. And how can you take away the money from him? It's a suffix if he is a person who's mayes, or he's not a person who's mayes. If he's a person who's mayes, then he should have a proper migu. If he's not a person who's mayes, then he doesn't have a proper migu. So we don't know. We just leave the money where it is. It's not that a migu of us is good enough lahachzik. It's just that the whole yisoid of Ena the mayes, pun of us is only a suffix be aside. If it's only a suffix be aside, so we don't really know which type of person he is. If he would be a person that doesn't care, so he has a good migu, I would tain al kuchi biyadi. If he's a person that does care, is afraid to say such a tain, he's uncomfortable, he's not mayas, then he doesn't have a migu. We don't know who he is. Memela mi suffix, we cannot be mighty in a moment. Mashenkin, the Gemara Bamatsiyan, Nav Gimel, Agabi, the Chiv Shvua. The whole Chiv Shvua comes machmas a suffik. We don't know if he's saying the truth or not. So a suffik migu avad is not going to take away a Chiv Shvua. It's not going to part it from Shvua. The feed this mahalach of the tumim, and also the only time a migu da'aza doesn't help is lahaitzi, the only time amigu the oza would help is only lahavzik and not lahaitzi, because we're saying that it's always a suffik if he's a mayor or not a mayor, and we're just al tetzianim is suffik, we leave the money where it is. A fourth mahalach is you do it from the kavitz shurim, the vachanan chelik beis, simin gimel, ois chav beis. Based on the Yisrael, Rabbi Chanan says many times that there are two inyanim imigu. There's an inyan imigu of a mali l'shakir. Why should he lie? Why should he say something which is not true? If he wants to lie, he would have said a different taina. So that's mevarer. That makes clear to us that he's saying the truth. That's what we call a mali l'shakir. It's a bitam bir. It's a non-sadi that he's saying the truth. Otherwise, he would be able to lie a different way. And the second, the kuda and amigu, is a koyach and a din nemanis of a taina. He could have taina a different taina. We call the Olam HaYeshivas, that's called koyach a taina. That if he wanted, he could have taina a different taina. And that taina would have been menatzeach for him. And that since that taina would have been menatzeach for him, so he has that koyach of a taina in the taina that he's tining now. So it says Rabbi Chanan, we could use this to explain also the chilek legabi migu da oza. A migu da oza, a vada is a chisarin in a birr. To say that we have a nansadi saying the truth, that we don't have, because maybe he'd rather say what he's saying now, which is also a sheker, and you say if you want to say a sheker, you could have said a different taina, he would never say that other taina. He doesn't have a chutzpah to say that other taina. Ain't other meyaz panav b'fnei bal chayvoy. So we don't have a chach and a beer that he's saying the truth. Mashenken legabi the koyach and nemanis, that's also said in amigu, we call that a koyach a taina, that he has the nemanis of the other taina, in amigu da azal a mais, if he would have tainted the other taina, he would have been Neman. So that means he has a Neman as a Taina that Taina. If he has a Neman as a Taina that Taina, so we see in the Taina that he's saying now also the Neman is of that other Taina, and that's what we call a Kayach HaTaina. Zokja Belchanan, so that's the chile between Shvua and Mamin. Legabe lefturi mishvua by Maidim Miktas. You need to have a beer. Yeah, Shvua is always Mavar the Emes. You have to have a non Sadi that he's saying the truth. Now, if you want to get away from having to swear, so then you have to have now a birr b'mokim de shvua, t'mevar, that he's saying the emes. An amigo de ha'azov, that's your birr, that's not a birr, because he wouldn't have taina the other taina, because he's afraid. He's a ain other mei, it's part of nebal chayvai. So we don't have a migu mitam birr, mitam mali the shaker, and a melee the migu cannot part it from a shvua. Masha'enken, when it comes to mamain, like the cases in our sugi of Hanu Chizi, D'ochli Chushla Ben Hardo, that he's Neman, to Taina, K'dei the man with a migu, he could have said the Kuchi B'yadoi, over there he has a Kayach HaTaina. L'maise, if he would have said the Kuchi B'yadoi, he would have been Neman, and he would have been able to keep the Izim. So Emeli has that Kayach HaTaina, now also to say that he's owed a certain amount of money. So Hagami doesn't have a migu, Mitzad Abir of Mali, the Shaka, and Nansari is saying the truth. And that's what it means, and the Rishayim will say, and this based on the Sugi and Bamatsiya Dav Gimel, that Migu da Oza Loy Aminon, that's only the Gabi Lefturi Meshvua, where you need that beer. But when it comes to patering yourself from Mamain, where it's enough to have a Migu Medin Kecha Taina, so then you could have a Migu even though it's a Migu da Oza. In summary, we have four Mahalchim in the Rishayim and Achrayim to explain in our Sugya why there's no Chisar in a Migu da Oza. Even like the Ran says, that a migu da oza is not strong enough to be maitzi or to pater from a shvua, but it's enough to be machzik mamain, and now it's going to be machzik mamain. Or like Rabbeinu Yonah says, that there's an afkamina in the ha'aza, a person would not be meiz if it comes to pat himself from a shvua, but he would be meiz in order to avoid a payment of money. And like the Tzais explains that any tiny would try to say in order to make himself potter. A third malach we said, oh, v'shem the tumim, that the whole migud ha'aza is a suffix if he's from the people that are meiz or not from the people that are meiz. And meila, regular migud to pat from a shvua won't help, but for mamain, we'll just leave the mama where it is. We have a suffix if he has a migu, he doesn't have a migu. And the fourth malach we said from Rabbi Chanan that enochenam migu da ozer chisarin and migu of birr of a mali l'shaker, but it's not a chisarin the migu of kechataina. And a male legabe shvur, which you require a birr, the migu won't help. But legabe the din of lafture mimamin, to say that you believe me that you owe me a certain amount of chushla because I could have said the kuchi biyadi avadi yaneman, you have that kayach hataina. Now Maisa the Rashbam also adds that you have to make a shvua here when you say that you owed a certain amount of money for the chushla and you have a migu that you could sell the kuchi biyadi. And Rav Rishayim learned that this shvua is not a shvua's hesis. It's taka shvua deiraisa shvua chamura benekitas chayfitz, like the din of nishboim v'noitlin. And you have that chiv shvua. And the chayra, feel what we're saying till now, the reason why you're not potter from a shvua with a migu you could attain the kuchi biyadi is because a migu doesn't help lav turei bishvua. If you would say the kuchi biyadi the maisi, you would have to make a shvua says the shvua d'abanan. Now you have to make a proper shvua, and the migu is not strong enough to pati yourself from a shvua. Like we said before, migu only would help to pati yourself from mamayim, but it won't help to pati yourself from shvua. The Ran the Muki Yosef Mamitzia Daf Kuf Tezayim at Alf B'Shem the Goyim say also that legabi hani izi you're not nemam even bichtei the man only with shvua chamura because he's neitel in the neitel ella b'shvua. But the Tur in Siman Ayim Beis brings B'Shem the Raiv that he argues and he holds that the only Chayiv are Shvuas Heses. And so the Ramah also learns like that, that the Chayiv is only a Shvuas Heses, a Shvuas Drabbanon. And he says, because you're not from the Neitlin, you're just being Nifrei, just getting paid up, Mashtachas Yodai, the Izim you have in your Shus. So if the Izim you have in your Shus, you're not being Moitzi, not being Neitel, you're keeping it. That's, we had a Raiv to this from Rabbeinu Yoina before. The Rabbeinu Yoina says over here, it's not a Chisorn of Migul Ahoitzi. It has a Din of Migul Ahachzik because you're holding onto the Izim Materas Mashkin. So if you're holding onto the Izim Materas Mashkin, you're just keeping the money that's already by you, so you're not being Neitel. If you're not being Neitel, the Shvua is not a Deiraisa, the Shvua is only a Drabbanan, because your Tofus in it. The Emes, the Ran, but Metzias Mevar, the time of the Goinim, the Yechai of a Shvua Deiraisa, Shvua Chamura, even though if you're tying like Kuchi Biyodi, you'd only be Chai of a Shvua Drabbanan, Shvua Heses, is like exactly like we're saying, because the Migu over here is a Migu Da'aza, and Migu Da'aza doesn't help Lav Turei Mishvua. Migu Da'aza doesn't help Lav Turei Mishvua. Mashenke, the Gabi Mom, and Avada, the Migu would patter and say that you could be tying the Aikadei in the Mehen. The next Gemara on the bottom of the Amid and the Gemara Lamed Vav and the Beis on the top talks about the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek. Rabbi Shmuel says that in order to have Cheskas Gimel Shanim, you have to have Shloisha Chadashim Barishayna, three Chadashim in the first year, 3 months, and then Yud Beis Chodesh Bemtza, 12 months in the middle, and Gimel Chadashim in 3 months Bachreina, a total of 18 months. According to Rabbi Kiva, you just need a Chodesh Barishayna, 1 month in the first year, and a chaydish at the end, and yud beis chaydish b'emtza, which is a total of yud dalid chaydish, 14 chadoshim. And the Gemara lam vavam beis on the top says that the nafkamina between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is peira rabo or peira zuta ikibinayu. And the Rashbam explains, what does it mean, peira rabo or peira zuta? Peira rabo means like sa'irim, like barley, which is gadol, which grows a full crop in three chadoshim. You need that should be counted as a year. You need that in the beginning and the end, and you need yud beis chodesh b'emtza. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it's enough perizuta is like shachas, which is not yet nigmar, a pri that's not nigmar. It's gadol in lamed yom in 30 days. That's enough to be considered a shana, and you have that in the beginning and that in the end, and then you have yud beis chodesh b'emtza. Taisvis and Av Chavches in the beginning of the Perek, the Masal Shloish had asked that the Gemara says Aspasta is something which grows in a month. Bechaydish Echad Havi Chazaka, Rabbi Shmuel, it's enough one Chaydish, you don't need three Chadashim according to Rabbi Shmuel. And the Ramban, the Rajman, the Ran, the Rishayim answer that over there it's talking about a Sada, a field that's Rogil to plant Aspasta. Therefore, it's enough a spasta to make a chazaka, which is b'chaydash echad. But over here, we're speaking about a soda that you're regilin zroya tfua, that you normally plant grain, and therefore, if you plant in grain and only came out shachas, and you were toilish it according to Rishmol, that's not a chazaka. And they say, because li ochlo kid ochli inshi, because you didn't eat it, you didn't behave with it in the normal manner. Therefore, you have to have dafka three chadashim according to Rishmol, which is a proper crop of se'irim. The Ritva asks that if he's speaking about a sod that it's not a suila shachas, it's not made to just let it grow for 30 days and then cut it down. So how does Rabbi Kiva hold that it's a chazaka with chaydish echad? Didn't the Gemara say earlier that ochlo shachas loy have chazaka, that eating shachas alone is not called a chazaka? And the Ritva answers that it's only if he eats shachas all shalish shanim. Shachas all shalish shanim is takanat a chazaka. But b'chai gavna that is tfuah g'doyla b'emtzi of yudbeis chaydish, a proper crop in the middle, so then it's good enough with shachas in the first year and shachas in the last year, at least in the shita of Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Shmuel holds that no, even b'chai gavna it's not a chazaka, you have to have a peir rabba in the beginning, like soirim that's godl in three chadoshim, and peir rabba b'soif that's of three chadoshim, like soirim, and in the middle of yudbeis chaydish. Tosfos says the Rishmol does not require that you have to be zerei the tvua and be kaitzer, even if the first one, the Marakam was Erea, and then he was Kaitzer, or he's Yezre'en of Ishleisha Chadashim Achreinim, in the last year, the third year, he's only Zerea, even though he's not Kotzra, that's good enough. And the Nekudas HaMachleik is between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Shmuel's Perav means that the Pri has to be Godel Birshusei Harbi. The Pri has to grow there for 3 months in the Rishus of the Machzik. But you don't have that he should make the Zriya and the Ktsira. And Rabbi Kiva holds that all you need is a perizut, which means that it only has to be gadol in your rishus a chaydish echad. And the Marshal says lishitasim, it's not shver from the Gemara on the base over there that says aspasta is enough for chaydish echad, which means ba'ifni is zareya v'gam kaitzer. Over there where you're going to be zareya and kaitzer, enochanami aspasta is enough with one chaydish. But b'makim the only zareya, only planting, or you only kaitzer, that's where Bishmol said you need a pay rabba, you need dafka gimel chadoshim. The Gemara later continues and says, Tan Rabbanon, near eino chazaka, near just leaving it, just plowing it is not a chazaka. And the Gemara goes on to find who is the man d'amar that holds that near is a chazaka, and who is the man d'amar who holds that near is not a chazaka. The Gemara says, a svar, the man d'amar that holds near is a chazaka, because loy ovid inish dekriva leila ari v'shosik, a person doesn't allow somebody else to plow his land and is quiet, and therefore he should have been meicha. So near constitutes a chazaka. And pshat neman d'amar holds near is not a chazaka is because it's a svar lehepuch. Meimar omar, the Bailam say, kol shiva v'shiva dekarba l'ailbe, let him go plow it, he makes it better for me. Let him do the land, and then afterwards I can go ahead and I could plant. So therefore there's reason why I'm not meicha. Now, the man d'amar holds that near is a chazaka. How much near would be required in order to be considered a chazaka? So the shita of the Rashbam in the whole sugi is that the man d'amar holds near of a chazaka, it's enough with yom echad, one day that is oisa near. It's enough. And it's mashma like that in the Gemara. The Gemara says, if Rabbi Kiva would hold near is a chazaka, my ear yechaydesh afilu yemecha nami. Why would you need a chaydesh? It would be enough one day. The Ramban and the Ran asked that how could the Gemara say that what's the shalish shanim? What's it coming to exclude? It must be coming to exclude. The Gemara says I love lemute near to exclude near, which is mashma that you mamayit near from a klal of shalish shanim yom liyom. The Chacham say that you need to have 3 years shleimos. So anyway, you near wouldn't be a good chazaka because you're telling me that the mandamol near is a chazaka. It's enough biyoyim echad. So the Rajba says we're not geiris there. We're geiris only shol shem yim liyim limute near. But the Ramban asks another kasha. The Ramban asks, how could you have chazaka biyim echad? Doesn't make sense to have chazaka with only one day. Who said the Bailim heard that you're in the field in that one day and that he had a chance to make a macha and he didn't make a macha? So you should have a chacha from the midlay micha that you're the Bailim in one day. He should be able to hear all about your chazaki being maxing in it. He doesn't even know that you were there, bechlal. So the Rashba answers that the case was he was nara shana, he left it fallow for a year, and then he planted it 2 years. Or he was nara, plowed it 1 year, and then he planted it for 2 years. Or he nara, he plowed it shtayim 2 years, and afterwards he was zara, he planted it for a year. So the Balakarka already heard about this chazaka. There's enough time for him to have a chazaka because he knew about it, and he should have been moicha. The Ramban and the Ran, they say, according to Mahadom and Nirza Chazaka, that means that Asiyas Nir, making it, plowing it, is Kachilas Peris. Nir is Mavish like Achilas Peris, and it's mitzdarf to the minion of Gimel Shana with Fira Chachamim. But Fira Bishmon or Bekiva, you need Gimel Achilas, so by Nir it's enough Yom Echot, because that blime is like one Achila. And Mela we say, Akoch or Bishmon or Bekiva, whole Nir is not a Chazaka. From the fact that Bishmon or Bekiva require Gimel Chadoshim or Chaydash Echot, Akoch Nir is a Chazaka, not a Chazaka, because Nir would be a Chazaka, it would be enough. But that we say the Chomol Nir is not a Chazaka, that's because we say you need Shalshanim Yem Liyayim. You have to have all years equal in the Chazaka. And just like in the later years, it's not enough to have Nir, because everybody would be masking if you did Nir straight for 3 years, it's not a Chazaka. So too, Bishan Rishayna, it does not help Nir. Lefi the Chachamim. The Gemara brings a Braisa. Nora, if you left it, if you plowed it shana for a year, v'zara beis, you planted it for 2 years, or nora beis v'zara shana, or you left, plowed it for 2 years and you planted it for a year, ain't a chazaka. And Ravacha, ain't my rezu chazaka. The Ramban asks, Ravacha says it's a chazaka. If you plowed it for a whole year, how can you make harisha for an entire year? You plow it. Once it's plowed, it's plowed. What are you doing? You're doing the plowing again and again for a full year? So the Ramban says two terutzim. One teretz, the Ramban says, is Ravacha holds like a Bishmol and Rabbi Akiva. That you go baser achilas, you go baser the crops, not the full shana. So therefore, near of Yom Echad, blives like an achila achas. You just plow it, that's enough. You don't have to plow it a whole year long. A near itself is an achila. The second teretz, the Ramban says, is that that's what that the Ravacha says, near is a chazaka, is talking about an oifen that you went there with chilas hashana and you made a near, you plowed it. And afterwards, you were shomer olel kederach habaylim, until you plant in the following year, so that year that of near of plowing and shmir is considered like a shana shlema miyoyim liyoyim. Shitas atoisvis is that the madom and the near is a chazaka. It's not enough with one day; you have to have a shana shlema. And therefore, Taisvis asks Akasha that how's a muchach that the chacham holds from shalosh shanim yem liyem to exclude near? Maybe the, you need shalosh shanim shleimais, but you made in those years, you made near for a full year. Lafi the Rashbam, it's not shver, because if you near is a chazaka, it's a chazaka even with less than a year, with a day. So obviously, if the chacham is saying need shalosh shanim shleimais, then obviously they hold that near is not a chazaka. But if he Taisvis near the mandam near is a chazaka, it's not one day; it's not a full year. So Taisa asks, where do you see to be Maya that Nir is not a chazaka? Maybe Nir is a chazaka. You need Gimel Shana Yem Liyem, because like Taisa speaks out that Atlas Shani until 3 years was Darinish Mishdara, and even if you only did in those 3 years Nir, it's a chazaka because a person doesn't allow somebody else to plow his land and be quiet. But a kapanim lefi the Rishbam, Taisa's kasha is bechal not a kasha. The halacha. We find that the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam in the Chastayim v'Nitin Perikid Beis Halacha Tess passing like the Madam and Nir is not a Chazaka, and like the Gemara says the Svara because the Bailam is okay with it. He says Kol Shiva the Karba La'ayilba, any as much as you want to plow it, go ahead and plow it, and it's fine. And the sheet of the Ramban is that the Madama that Nir is not a Chazaka, it's not a Chazaka Bechlal. Nir is nothing. Even the days that you did Nir, they don't even count for the Cheshbon of Gimel Shanim. Other Rishayim, the Rajbi, the Tvon, the Ran say that even the Madama Nir is not a Chazaka, that's Nir alone. I mean, you're only busy plowing it the whole year long, so that's not a chazaka. But if you did near, you plowed it, and you also planted in that same year, so you count for the beginning of the near, because since the near was a tzairich of the zriya, and you did plant it in that year, so then that's considered a shana of chazaka. And you count mizman hacharisha, not mizman of the actual achilas peres. Them is the Rashi and the Tur asking the Shitz Ramban that the Ramban says that you don't count the near at all. So then, how come you count from the time of the zriya when you're planting? You should only count from the time of the achnosis peris labayis. Elamai the zriya is a chelik of what produces the peris, and it's a chelik of the achila, and it's a chelik of the shana for the gabi the din of cheses gimel shanim. So then, the near also should be a chelik of the producing of the peris, and the mele should be a chelik of the shana shleima for the gabi the din of chazaka. Towards the later in the Amid, the Gemara brings the Rav and Shmuel. What is Rav and Shmuel? Rav Yehuda says, name of Rav, that this whole machlekes is, and Perah, Perzut, is Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Avachacham, Maimrim, Chazkos, Gimel, Shana, Miyem, Liyem. And the Gemara says, what's Miyem, Liyem, Lemute, Mai, what's that coming to exclude? Lav, Lemute, near the Loy. Near is not a Chazok, Lefide, Chachamim. And Shmuel, what did he say? He said, the reason name of Shmuel is Udir Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. Avachamay Mach Yigdar until you harvest Shalish Gederes, Vyivitzar Gimel Betziris, you buy the wine, buy the grapes, and Vyimsik Gimel Sikais, and harvest three times, three harvests of the olives. And the Mela near is not a chazaka. So the Gemara asks, "My Benai, what's the chilah between Rav and Shmuel? Both are saying according to Chacham, near is not a chazaka." Rabbi said, "Dekel Naira Ika Benayu." The nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel is the case of a Dekel Naira. What is the case of a Dekel Naira? What does the Gemara mean that that's nafkamina being true in Rav and Shmuel? So Rishbam explains, Dekel Naira is a young Dekel, and it's less than 3 complete years. It's Toyein, it has Peiros, it has 3 Achilas in less than 3 complete years. According to Shmuel, it's a Chazaka with Gimel Gederis, even though there's no Gimel Shanim Shleimis. And according to Rav, you need Gimel Shanim Miyayim Liyayim. Now, Lamaisa, the Shitzes HaRashbam is that Rav holds that the time of the Chazaka is, like Rav has said early in the beginning of the Perek, because Ad Tlashnin, up until 3 years, Mizdar Inish Bishtori, a person's careful in the Shtar, to hold on to the Shtar for 3 years. Once 3 years pass, he's not careful in the shtar, and that's a din of chazaka. But maybe it's not totally in the chiles, it's totally in shali shanim yem liyayim of 3 complete years. And therefore, we pass in l'chayr, the feeder Rishbam will come out, we pass in like Rav, and not like Shmuel. And the Rishayin and the Rabban and the Rajbo explained that according to Rajbam, since the time is because of Tlash Shnin, Mizdar Bishtari, if 3 years a person's careful with his shtar, so it's not totally Bechlal and Achil, so it's totally in the Meshech Zman of Gimel Shonim. And therefore, Rav holds, you need Gimel Shonim and Yem Liyayim. According to Shmuel, that's totally in Achilos. It must be that Shmuel does not hold that the tam of Cheskes Gimel Shanim is like Rava of Mizdar Inish Bishtori. Because if it would be Als Mizdar Inish Bishtori, it wouldn't be Tali in Gimel Achilas, it would be Tali in Gimel Shanim. The Rishainim ask on the Rashbam that Lefizeh, why is the Gemara asking my Beinayu L'chayra Tuvi Kebeinayu? There's a very big nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, you need Gimel Shanim Shleimos, and according to Shmuel, all you need is Gimel Achilos. So why is he asking my Benayu and saying Dekal Nari Kebenayu? It's Pashit what the Nafkamina is. The Nafkamina is how much Zman you need for Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Gimel Shanim Shleimos like Rav, or Gimel Achilos like Shmuel. Also, they ask that if according to Rav, it's Tali and really only the Meshech Zman of Gimel Shanim, so then why is Apik Kura V'ayil Kura? Why if depending on how much you produce, so Tafticha, which is not doesn't produce so well, is Le'ev HaChazaka? Why not? It's Tali in the Meshech Zman. You have Gimel Shanim. There should be a Chazaka of Gimel Shanim as long as there's a duration of 3 years past. Also, they ask that the Rif and the Rambam passing like Shmuel, but we passing like Rava, and the reason of Chazaka is Tlash Shnin, 3 years, and Mizdar Inish Mishtore. Loit the Rashbam, only Rav holds that the Svara of Cheses Gimel Shanim is like Rava, that it's totally in 3 years, that's when you lose your shtar. The Mela, the Rishayim come and they argue in the Rishbam, and they say as follows, that Lekulei Alma, the reason for Chazaka is Aslashni in 3 years Mizdar Inish Bishtori, like the Svara of Rava. After 3 years, a person loses his shtar. But the machlekes is not. That's not necessarily tali in shanim alone. It's tali in achilas peiros of gimel shanim. That means once he was eichel peiros of gimel shanim, and the marikama was not meicha, so then he won't be meicha weiter. And once he's not meicha weiter, he's not shemer shtori. So even if he rav that he said miyem liyoyim, it's lav dafka. It means gimel peiros of gimel shanim. That sounds very similar to Shmuel, and therefore the Gemara asks, "My Beinayu, because the Kulei Alma, you have to have pairs of Gimel Shanim, so what's Nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel?" On that, the Gemara answers that Dekel Naro Ika Beinayu, and Rabbi Yoina and the Rashba explain that Shmuel holds that since this Dekel is Oisa Paris in the Shano Mechza, the same amount of pairs that normally would be produced by a different Dekel in 3 years, other Dekolim are Oisa these same pairs in Gimel Shanim, and this Dekel Naro can make it in a year and a half. Therefore, it's enough for the Gimel Achilas of this Dekel as if you would have Achila of Gimel Shanim. And that's the Maflakes between Rav and Shmuel in such a case. And Ramban says, the Medekel that it makes 2 pairs in the Shana, Shmuel is Takam Maida, that it's not a Chazaka, it has to be a Dekel, it's Memarit Pairis more than other Dekolim, let's say a Chodesh less, it's a little bit quicker. That Rav holds you need Gimel Shanim Shleimais, and according to Avad, it's based on 3 Achilas and 3 Shanim Shleimais, and Shmuel holds that's enough, the 3 Achilas in the 3 years, even if it's a little bit less than the normal amount, that the normal time it takes for a Dekel to produce it. And the Rishbam also brings a Pirsha Beinu Chananel that says, Dekel HaMesher Peiros of Koidim Gomrom, before the Dekel that lets the peiros go fall down before they become ripe. According to Shmuel in Yigimel Gedeiros, it's not a Chazaka because Legodar, because he didn't harvest it, they fell down by themselves. And the Ritva explains that it's because the Baal were not Makbid an achilas ilan kazeh, on such an achila of such a peri, on such a of dekel nara. Meimar Amr, he says, ki oitzo yiseir al shvach. He says it's much more too expensive to go ahead and harvest it, which is mashma that because it's meisher peris before it's nigmar, that's why it's takenat a proper achila, like the way the Rishbam is masbir. But the Rimigash and the Raman, the Rosh say b'shem of haigoin, that's an ilan a meisher peroisav. They don't say that it was meisher that it let go the pears before it became ripe. And they explain Shmuel holds that you have to have to be goydrit biodayim. You have to have that you yourself should make the gder, you yourself should harvest it. But if they fall down by itself, it's not a chazokas. We see a very interesting insight in these rishonim that in order to have cheses gimel shonim, it has to be that you yourself did the actual harvesting. So he said, Le'bazay, the Ramah asked, Le'fizeh, Dekel, which is Meisher Peresav, with what would be the chazokah? If you need to do it yourself, so we how can you make chazokah in such a thing that you buy? What are you going to do? You're going to be guided to the pears before they fall down, before they even ripe? For sure it's not a chazokah. So the Gemara period. So it's a shtickel shver, how are you going to end up making chazok in such a case? But I'll call upon him, just in summary, we have machlekes rishayim, how to explain the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. According to the Rashbam, the machlekes Rav and Shmuel is the Rav holds in the Gimel Shanim Shlemois, and the tam of chazok is because slash, like Rava, that slashed in 3 years, a person's careful not to lose his shtar. And Shmuel holds no, that it's totally in Gimel Achilas, and the tam of chazok is not like Rava. If you the other Rishayim, both Rav and Shmuel agree that it's not necessarily totally only in Shanim, it's totally in Achilas Peres. And they argue in the case of a Dekel Nara, which you could produce the same amount that another Dekel would produce in 3 years, in a little bit less than 3 years. Is that good enough in order to be considered Chazak of Gimel Shanim? But both Rav and Shmuel are going with the Svar of Rava that Atlash Nin, up until 3 years, which doesn't necessarily mean Dafka 3 years, it's three crops, a person is Nizar Bishtore, and more than that, a person is not Nizar Bishtore.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.